What if you could replace all the styrofoam, to-go containers or those big pieces that hold a new computer or styrofoam peanuts that you use in packing? What if you could replace all of that with something that biodegrades and doesn't use petroleum in the manufacturing process? Well, that's exactly what the founders of Ecovative Design are trying to do with mushrooms. Gavin McIntyre is co-founder and chief science officer for Ecovative, and he joins us from the studios of WAMC in Albany, New York. So, Gavin, what inspired this idea?
Simple walk in the woods, actually, by the company's other founder, Eben Baer. Eben grew up on a maple syrup farm, so spending time in the woods was not something unique. What he noticed was some fungal mycelium, which is tissue of a mushroom, growing on and binding wood chips together. And the real inspiration and the aha moment came from, how can we translate this natural process, this adhesion that occurs in nature, to an industrial setting and turn this natural tissue into a living glue?
What was the first step that you and Eben took to figure out if you could even grow things in a controlled manner?
This technology really got started while Eben and I were both undergraduates at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. We just went online. We looked up some gourmet mushroom cultivation kits, and we brought them in-house, mixed them with some really low-density materials, and we fabricated our own tools so that we could grow these products into shapes. These first materials were mixed in our kitchens. We didn't have a clean room to start off in, and they were actually incubated under our beds and in our closets, because as you might be aware, mushrooms really like dark places.
All the greatest science is done in kitchens and at home in closets, I think. Was that first attempt or those first attempts successful?
Surprisingly, they were. But when we first launched the company and started to repeat our process over and over again in different spaces, that's where we ran into a lot of difficulty. We were very lucky and fortunate to have a great mycologist, Sue Van Hook, who's a mushroom biologist, join our team and really help educate us on the biological aspects of this process.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about the biology in particular, because it's not the whole mushroom. It's not the whole fungus that you're using. You're using a very particular part of it called mycelium. Mycelium is a key building block in this thing that we know as a mushroom, right?
Exactly. Mycelium is truly the supporting structure of all fungi, from mold to mushroom species. The mushroom basically derives all of its energy, its nutrients, through this network known as mycelium. And then the mushroom itself is comprised of mycelium. What's interesting is the mycelium differentiates and forms mushrooms, or the vegetative roots type structure that grows on lawns and in trees, for example, just by the environment in which it's growing in. So based on the temperature, the CO2 levels, and even light, the mushroom will form, or it'll just generate more of that vegetative mycelium.
Mm. So that's what makes it so flexible. Essentially, it's a polymer. It's nature's original analogy to what we see in plastics all around us today. Is it going too far to say that?
That's true. In terms of its macroscopic level, what we can see with the naked eye, the mycelium really is that polymer construct. But if you look even closer at the molecular level, what you'll see is the mycelium, in terms of its cell wall, is comprised of chitin. This is the same biopolymer that you'll find in lobster and crab shells. So it's very robust, it's water insoluble, and it's highly cross-linked, which makes it very strong and great for industrial applications.
Mm. So how exactly do you grow it? The mycelium needs some kind of substrate, right, or framework in which to grow. What materials do you use for that?
We go to local farms. We take things like corn stalk, or seed husks and seed hulls, byproducts of the agriculture industry. We mix them together with the tissue culture of fungal mycelium. And over the period of 3 to 5 days, the mycelium will grow and start to bind these materials together. The beauty of this process is that there's no additional embodied energy. All the energy for growth comes directly from that agricultural waste. So it's really a set-and-forget process. We put it on the shelf, and we come back to it 3 days later, and we have a finished product.
Can you make it into any shape?
We have been able to make it in any shape, from very customized and complex geometries for protective packaging, replacing those end caps and things that you might get around a computer, to even large-scale panels for the construction industry. And today we're actually growing a house.
You're growing a house? An actual house?
We are indeed. So we've constructed some walls. We're growing some mycelium in between those walls. And we're even providing the house with acoustical tiles, since all of our materials are Class A firewalls. You can hit them with a blowtorch and they just won't burn.
So, Gavin McIntyre, let's take a step back here. Now, I've read that you and Eben feel so confident in your new product that you think mycelium-based packing material could make your company the next Dow Chemical in terms of its size and impact on society. Do you really think that? Really?
Yeah, we truly believe that we have a revolutionary technology here, leveraging nature to replace synthetic plastics and foams. Every single aspect of where plastics and foams are used today, we've done some playing.
You know, I'm really impressed to hear that you can make this new mushroom-based styrofoam into any shape, even build a house, as you were saying, and that because it's all natural, it biodegrades, what, in less than a year, whereas styrofoam takes tens of thousands of years to change at all. Plus, there's the idea that styrofoam is a petroleum-based product. It comes from oil, which won't be around forever. But on the other hand, I heard you say it takes a couple days to grow these things. So do companies that manufacture packing products, for example, is that a timeline that's too long for them? I imagine they need all sorts of packing to be created, what, in a matter of hours, not days.
Yeah, that's a very valuable insight. And what we're really trading here is we're trading cost associated with energy and raw materials for time. And we've developed some really interesting processes where we can really reanimate our materials quickly and get them growing such that we can really meet the demands of real-time inventory.
So, Gavin, in talking to you, I hear the voice of the co-head of a young, ambitious company. And I respect your professionalism. But are there any times of the day when you're doing the work that you're doing where you step back and you think, wow, mushrooms, this is really cool. Like, this is just cool stuff.
Every day. There isn't a single day that goes by that there isn't someone on our team that is developing a new piece of technology, a new material, or a new market that I'm not awestruck by.
Well, Gavin McIntyre is chief scientist at Ecovative Design. They're using mycelium found in nature in mushrooms to create all manner of new packing and construction material. Gavin McIntyre, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
I have to say, I will never look at mushrooms the same way again. Well, before we go today, an African-American professor takes a critical look at the kinds of speeches Black high school graduates most often hear, and he says they're full of the wrong kinds of messages. You're listening to Here and Now.